What's going on, everybody? I'm Andrew Tan, and this is Full Court Press. I'll be joined by Scott McDonald, Jonathan Dix, Jake Foster, Jake Simon, and John Gardner, and we will be discussing the latest news in sports. Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of Full Court Press. It's been a while since we've seen you, but we're about to talk NBA playoffs, and we're starting a potential upset of a one seed, the Celtics versus the Bulls in the Eastern Conference.
Yes, right.
And let's go to John first for what he thinks on the series.
All right, first of all, the series would be over if Rondo did not have an unfortunate injury.
That's just not true.
Rondo is probably the greatest Celtic point guard of all time.
Okay, that's just completely false.
And he's been just destroying the Celtics this series. No one on the team has been able to guard him. He's literally been doing whatever he's wanted. And unfortunately, he had hand injury. But I suspect he'll come back in Game 6. Game 5 will be interesting.
What do you think about Game 5?
Honestly, the Celtics will probably win it, but it will be a close game.
Yeah, I think the Celtics definitely coming back from 2-0, tied up the series. They're on a roll, have home court advantage. I think they'll definitely take Game 5. I think Game 6 is in the air, though.
I think the Celtics will close it out in 6. I think Rondo won't come back.
I agree.
I think he's too... I think this he has...
There's no chance.
His legs looked fine when he tried to trip Jay Crowder.
I know. And so I think they'll close it out. I think they're playing better.
As a Boston fan, you should not disrespect Rajon Rondo. He actually won you the championship.
Okay. All right. And then Gerald Green going into the starting lineup really helped the Celtics in Game 3 and 4. And he'll continue to be in the starting lineup, and they'll continue to win.
To John's credit, I do agree. It's really evident how impactful Rondo has been. But I agree that the Celtics will win in 6 now that he's injured. But I mean, almost none of it. Well, he's not going to come back. He's injured, John.
Even if he doesn't come back, my boy D Wade is about to get that playoff buff.
Just like he did in Game 3.
The whole point of your argument is that Rondo is the reason that the Celtics kept losing. There weren't very many.
They also have no interior defense. Isaiah Thomas is a huge liability on defense.
He is.
Mm-hmm. And so they cannot rebound for their life.
Right.
But what I'm saying even though Isaiah Thomas has been sucking, he's still averaging 25.5 a game.
Miotic. I'm not talking about offensively. I'm talking about defensively.
He's
not that much of a defensive.
All I'm saying is when Rondo was...
So, Rondo's 6'1".
When Rondo was on the court,
the
Bulls won by a lot, and now that he's not, the Celtics are winning by a lot. So he seems like he's
I think the Celtics are going to win in 6 for one simple reason. Marcus Smart. He's flop god.
Not very good.
Marcus Smart is a flop god, I have to agree.
He's just tougher than Jimmy Butler.
He might get shacked in MVP this year. But what I do have to say, I'm a bit surprised by Rondo's sudden flashes of okay.
What?
he's a primetime player.
He's just not.
He plays well.
Whenever the Chicago Bulls have played on national TV this year, Rondo has showed up.
Would you say that Rondo is not just another point guard?
Back in MA.
Back in MA.
Yes.
What do you guys think
Rondo
about?
Fans are appearing, but my last point is I'm very surprised that Gerald Green is actually a decent basketball player still. I thought he was out of the league. I thought his career was in the dumps, but he's made a really nice, been a really nice contributor for the Celtics. And
calling it now, Game 5, Dwayne Wade has 30 points.
What do you guys think of Damian Lillard? What do you guys think of Damian Lillard's recent comparison of the Warriors to the Pistons during MJ's generation?
I think it's accurate because I think the Blazers are like. The Bulls and Damian Lillard's like
the GOAT,
like
Michael Jordan himself.
I mean, Michael Jordan never played CJ's a baby in a State Farm commercial. That's GOAT status.
Well, I definitely do not think that the Trail Blazers are by any sense close to the Bulls. I do agree that I think the Warriors will continue their dominance in the next few years with the team they have.
But the Pistons were a super volatile team. The Warriors pride themselves on their teamwork, so that's a pretty apparent.
The Pistons were what?
They were not a super cooperative, good teamwork team.
Like what? They were the best defensive team probably of all time.
Yeah, but they were like.
How do you think defense works?
They're one of the best teams.
Teamwork. They had the second best Isaiah Thomas of all time. That's
I think Andrew.
Defense works on teamwork.
He will be. He will be.
Yes.
But that's how South Carolina, ladies and gentlemen, got to the Final Four off of defense, just like
Jonathan.
How about Eastern Conference and Western Conference finals?
All right, sure.
Okay, in the Western Conference, I think the Spurs are going to beat the Grizzlies and pull one out. I just got Warriors-Spurs. And then in the Eastern Conference, I have I'm going to go with the Cavs and the Celtics. I really just don't see any teams challenging number one and number two seeds in the Western Eastern Conference.
Well, the Bulls challenged the number one seed.
I'm going to agree with Isaiah Thomas was going through a rough time period.
I don't think that's the case at all. The Bulls outplayed this entire team.
Isaiah Thomas still played well.
I agree with him on all the teams. I think
with who? He has a name. You should use it.
Jonathan. I think Washington will give the Celtics. It will go to Game 7, and I think the Celtics will win. But I think that's going to be a really interesting series. I got the Cavs, and then I got the Spurs and the Warriors, just too dominant.
Hot take, the Celtics-Wizards series. Celtics-Wizards series will be the most entertaining series
I think
in the playoffs.
So.
Except for the finals, maybe.
I think the Wizards are going to win. He's going to be able to blow past Isaiah Thomas.
My Western Conference Finals is
the Hawks then.
A 2015 rematch of the Warriors in Houston.
I agree.
And my Eastern Conference is Chicago versus Cleveland.
You think the Houston?
Oh my god. Dwayne Wade.
You think the Houston?
Is like 40.
Is about to come out.
So then do you have Chicago beating Cleveland then?
Yes.
So you have Chicago winning the whole thing?
All right. Jonathan, let me ask you a question.
I have a question.
No. Excuse me. Don't interrupt. Has Cleveland beat Chicago this year?
What?
Has Cleveland beat Chicago this year?
I'm not sure I follow.
They have not. Chicago is undefeated against Cleveland.
I think with the...
Do you think they'll take it in four?
They have taken it in
four. I'm going to stick by my picks that I made before the playoffs. I'll go similar to John, Rockets and Warriors.
And that's
going to
be a nice $5 in my pocket.
I think the Rockets.
Yeah, Scott and I have a bet. I bet on the Rockets Celtics finals, and he bet Spurs Cavs. Anyways,
Rockets
and then,
Celtic, you're
and then
lose.
We'll go over to the Eastern Conference. I've
you're
got the Celtics versus the Bucks in the Eastern Conference finals.
You think the Bucks are going to be Toronto?
They're down 3-2. You realize?
And I do.
Then they're going to be Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Rockets and Warriors in the West, but I think it's Milwaukee, Washington in the East.
We're going to talk about the NFL draft since it's coming up on Thursday. And we'll start with who do you think the number one pick is going to be? Because there's been some controversy.
From a talent perspective,
Christian McCaffrey is the most talented player in the NFL.
All you have to do is watch the hurdles video, and you will see.
I repeat, it was not fast forward. That's how fast he is.
Where was he showing up this season?
This is my mock draft. Number one.
Where did he show up this season, though?
He was injured. Number one, Christian McCaffrey. Number two, another Stanford player,
Solomon Thomas.
Number three, going to the Chicago Bears, probably the greatest kicker of this generation.
Oh God.
Conrad
Ukrapina.
Captain Clutch Ukrapina.
Captain Clutch. Okay.
Number four, it's a toss-up between Myles Garrett and Francis Owusu.
Francis Owusu. I agree.
But he didn't meet that catch, though.
The catch, though.
Beat that catch.
I think we're done here.
Okay. I think that's about it.
I want to inject some sense into this conversation.
Yes, please. I think there's a little bit of bias going around this room due to the area that we live in, which is right next to Stanford.
South
Carolina.
Wow. My family is from South Carolina, so I am a South Carolina fan. However,
what? They are?
Cleveland is not going to make a mistake and take a chance on some quarterback or some safety or whatever. They're going to go for the
safety.
Best.
Everyone's talking about some running back.
I got a hot take. After this season, LeBron James will play for Cleveland.
For the Browns.
Scott,
for the Browns.
As I was trying to say.
He has expressed previous interest in playing football after his NBA career.
But why would he retire this year?
Because after the Warriors beat them in four in the finals,
he'll come to the Patriots.
Wait, didn't you predict Spurs would be in the finals?
Yeah, he's Spurs in the finals.
As I was trying to say,
but we're not letting you say it.
Cleveland's going to take the best.
You don't have a hot take.
They're going to take the best.
Yeah, you got to preface it.
The most talented player in the draft, which in this case is Myles Garrett, D.U. from Texas A&M.
Wouldn't you say that Myles Garrett is very lazy?
One second. He already. That's what people said.
One second, he's exposed. That's exposed.
That's what people say about Jadeveon. That's what they said about Jadeveon Clowney, but he's turned out to be pretty good so far. But Myles,
pretty good, number one pick worthy.
He went on SportsCenter and said,
"Pretty good or pretty good is not one
that whoever whatever team doesn't draft him as number one, he's going to beat them up in the NFL."
Damn, you know what? That's not even an empty promise, dude. That's just facts.
He really beat up all those SEC teams this year, didn't he? Texas A&M had a terrific season.
Yeah, like, I mean,
at least two sacks.
I think your argument kind of fell apart when you compared him to Jadeveon Clowney because he went to an awful collegiate school. So that's just a bad comparison.
Wait, so when you say that Myles Garrett, all right,
ready
again,
for another hot take, everybody?
Not just another NFL player.
Myles Garrett is a future big boy joining LeGarrette Blount in the club.
I just would like to remind everyone that earlier this year, Jake Foster said Jabril Peppers would go top 10 in the NFL draft.
I did.
Right now,
you'll stand by that.
Right now,
after
Jabril Peppers got tested positive,
for what exactly? We don't know.
Did you see Gary and Conley got?
We don't know what he tested positive. He had a tainted sample. That doesn't mean anything.
You know what it is,
Scott? Dude, what do you think it means?
You know what
maybe
it is.
Maybe his pee wasn't working that morning.
Does that ever happen to you?
even if he had a tainted sample, Jabril Peppers would still not be top 10. There's better players in the draft.
You know what it is, though? It's a hot take.
Okay.
And then next year, Lamar Jackson will go higher.
Who thinks Trubisky is overrated?
I do.
I think he's overrated, but I still think he's going to go high because I've been reading some...
Trubisky throws dimes.
I've been reading some articles.
He actually throws dimes.
The Chicago Bears want him, supposedly, over Deshaun Watson.
He's not a winner like Deshaun.
Who they really want? Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay, who do we think is going to be the most, like... The guy who's going to be like a Tom Brady, for example, going to go low in the draft, but
no one can
surprise.
Be Tom Brady.
No one can be Tom Brady.
I think Patrick Mahomes is
Texas Tech.
He's going to go late in the draft, but he has some talent.
All right.
Well, that's been this episode of Full Court Press. Make sure to check out all the other content on our website, and we'll see you next time.
This program is brought to you by the MA Chronicle website and Mr. Wellington, our supervisor. Thanks for listening.